Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to this very important Friday edition, the 15th day of August, 2008. We'll be live here for the next 3 hours and 59 minutes, 18 seconds. We are going to have wide open phones throughout the day. Professor Michelle Chosadowski, expert on what's happening with Poland, Georgia, Ukraine, Russia, will be joining us for 30 minutes coming up at the middle of this hour. Then Jonathan Elinoff, they're reporting that they're going to be putting people in a little makeshift FEMA camp as they did at the RNC in 2004 that we covered. He was able to successfully sneak in to the facility and get video of that. Jonathan Elinoff, We Are Change Colorado, now with something like 500 members, really exploding that one chapter. And then, of course, popping in with us multiple times weekly to track all the economic and geopolitical developments as well as Russia. Bob Chapman with us in the fourth hour today. So Michael Chosadowski, Jonathan Elinoff, and Bob Chapman all on the show, on the transmission for you today. Huge developments with the Russian escalation kicking off the old Cold War, but in a hotter, more dangerous, more accelerated way. Russia, Poland risk attacks because of U.S. missiles. Now, that is the Associated Press headline. A top Russian general said Friday that Poland's agreement to accept a U.S. missile interceptor base exposes the ex-communist nation to attack, possibly by nuclear weapons, the Interfax news agency reported. Also, top geopolitical author, U.S. risking nuclear war with Russia. Neocons up nuclear war ante with Poland missile shield. Excellent analysis from Kurt Nemo at InfoWars.com. So Paul Watson's done a story. Top geopolitical author, U.S. risk nuclear war with Russia. That's at PrisonPlanet.com. And covering the same story, but from different perspective and angle. Neocons up nuclear war ante with Poland missile shield. InfoWars.com, Kurt Nemo. Russia seizes arsenal of U.S. weapons in Georgia. Dow Jones News is reporting. Russia keeps up its blockade of strategic Georgian city. Obama fanatics slam author for questioning 9/11 truth. Well, the New York Times also slammed myself. Yours truly, this radio talk show host and investigative journalist, documentary filmmaker. So a huge attack there. We'll be going over that. Dr. Corsi, when I saw this last night, saw the story in the New York Times, another one today, bashing him for going on the vicious, evil Alex Jones show. I mean, I am blacklisted, folks. I mean, they have Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, just scores of publications on an almost daily basis now. Ron Paul goes on Alex Jones. Dr. Corsi goes on Alex Jones. I mean, you talk about being blackballed, the blacklist. Man, I am proud to be numero uno, the black sheep, the wicked devil, according to the corporate whore media. And Corsi's publicist calls us today and said, he's not coming on now. We had a scheduling problem. He'll just have to be on next week. Well, I said, Trey, that's complete bull. That's political. I said, you call. Of course, he's always asking to come on. I could use another word, but we like having him. Begging to come on. Because he knows it's a big show. In fact, he'll tell you, bigger response here than any other show he goes on. That means TV, Fox, Glenn Beck, any of it. Because we've got active listeners. Not just millions, but active listeners. But we talked to Corsi this morning. We're going to tell you that the behind-the-scenes intrigue going on here. But look, first I got to cover Russia and what's happening there. Okay, because this affects everybody. Frankly, I'm going to talk about myself in the New York Times a little bit later. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
in the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're going to break down what's happening with Russia right now. Then we're going to look more depth into that subject with Professor Michelle Chalcedonski coming up in about 25 minutes. Russia-Poland risk attacks because of U.S. missile shield. Now, my detractors, whenever I read one of these AP articles, they go out and create YouTube videos and things saying that, and I don't want to talk about myself here, but we have to. This show is coming under so much attack now from the mainstream media, the New York Times, Fox News, CNN. We're coming under such incredible attack from operatives on the Internet and their fellow travelers and well-meaning idiots that are sucked into it that I just have to, I guess, caveat mention here that I'm reading the Associated Press. What they do is they edit this together with me saying other incendiary things out of the news and then make it sound like I'm saying that Russia's nuked us or launched missiles at us. There's the famous case of ABC News, and it was December 31st, 1999, and I'm on Michael Trudeau's radio show back when he had a show on this station, one of the hosts here, as I was co-hosting throughout the day with continual coverage, and she runs in and says, ABC News is saying a missile's been fired from Russia. And I ran out, and there was ABC News and Peter Jennings saying, yes, NORAD is saying a missile has been fired from Russia out of Chechnya. We don't know if it's intercontinental ballistic or a theater missile, intermediate range, but NORAD is on the highest alert. And I come back on air and say, okay, this is what ABC News said. And then people knowing, the government knowing, their operatives knowing, and plus people that are just flat out jealous of me for some reason, knowing the public has no memory, knowing they have no grasp of that, months later said, look, Alex Jones claimed nukes were launched from Russia against the U.S. Now, 30 minutes after they announced that some missile's been fired, we don't know if it's a nuke, we don't know if it's conventional, we don't know what range missile it is, they came out with a weird press conference with Russians at NORAD and the Pentagon, the SAC-based commanders, was there in Colorado Springs, came out and said, okay, it was a Scud missile launched in the Chechen War that got high enough up to look like an ICBM, no problem. And it turns out that was probably some type of weird drill or test of NORAD while the Russians were there. In fact, that leaked out in the media that that's probably what it was, to show the Russians, see, we can even see one of your Scuds being launched. And they were all laughing and joking and smiling during the press conference like it was some type of joke on the public. Something went on there. Doesn't matter. People misrepresent it. And I hate to even give them ideas. They're going to do it anyways. They've already done this last week. There are people saying I made up that there's even a war over there in Georgia. I mean, and you laugh at that, but remember, the general public doesn't know where Russia is. They don't know anything. And so the government and their operatives, they target people who don't know any better. They target people who have no grasp of reality. Now, I shouldn't have prefaced this. It doesn't matter. I just realized when I cover the Associated Press that it could be edited together later, and it probably will. It shocks me on YouTube. I mean, they'll edit me together saying, I hate America, death to America, when I was quoting neocons. And then they'll go say, I said that. And then people buy it. I mean, they revel in deception. They revel in it. But those that practice this deception, that's the reason the newspapers are down by over 60% circulation, why TV's imploding, why mainstream news admits that they're losing all credibility and most of their viewers. Because the public may be dumbed down, a large segment of them, the majority. But even the dumbed down public doesn't trust you anymore. So you're spoiling your own dirty little nest, and it's just incredible. People then also say, well, you say the mainstream media lies. You say the mainstream media distorts. You say they spin. They abscond with the truth. Why do you then quote them so much? Well, there's different types of propaganda, different types of media. And we look at media from different angles. And so we can look at Russian, German, Dutch, Japanese, Iraqi, French. We can watch the raw video feeds, and then we get a clear picture of what indeed happened. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of research. It takes a lot of hard work. But we told you day one that Georgia attacked Ossetia. Now that the details are out, it turns out for weeks, the Georgian military was just randomly shelling civilians in Ossetia and turned the water off. So it was already siege over there. And then Georgian peacekeepers with the UN force made up of Russians, Europeans, Western Europeans, and the contingent from around the world, and Georgians, the Georgians opened fire inside the bases. They ran a sneak attack. I mean, it's now admitted they came up behind their fellow peacekeepers in the same uniforms and stabbed them in the backs, not figuratively, literally. Grabbed the mouth in the kidney, rotated, slit the throat, choking them with tourniquets. That's now confirmed. When Russian peacekeepers would run out of their barracks once they were under bombardment, the Georgians were set up inside their own base. But the Georgian peacekeepers had already gotten together beforehand. This is the premeditatedness of it, and mowed them down as they were running out of their buildings. I mean, a total covert sneak attack, a coup d'etat against Ossetia in violation of the 1992 Accords. And then U.S. Special Forces, trainers, Israelis, Ukrainians, backing up Georgians, went house to house in scores of towns and cities, murdering people en masse. And now the numbers are coming out. It's well above 2,000. Little towns, villages, standalone farmhouses. They go in, the video is all over the foreign European and Russian news, never on the U.S. news, and it just shows dead bodies. We have a Fox News clip where he's got these Americans on who happen to be over there visiting, and he says, so the Russians were attacking and killing you. And they go, no, the Georgians attacked us. Thank you, Russia, for saving us. They were coming door to door, killing us. We barely got out. If the Russians wouldn't have come in, they would have killed us. And they go, oh, we got to go to commercial. And they come back and say, that's what Russia wants you to think. Shepard Smith or whatever his name is, Hammerhead's name is. The guy's got the eyes on the side of his head. I'm sorry, he's just so weird looking. Poland risk attack because of U.S. missiles. A top Russian general said Friday that Poland's agreement to accept a U.S. missile interceptor base exposed the ex-communist nation to attack, possibly by nuclear weapons, Interfax News Agency reported. And they, you can read what the top general said 2 days ago. We reported it here 2 days ago and yesterday. You can just go read the full Russian transcript or watch the video translated. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But he laid out, look, here's the NATO doctrine. He read from it. They say since 2000 they have a preemptive strike on Russia. They're encircling us with what they call a missile defense shield, but it's an anti-missile system so that if they begin nuking us or bombing us from the air or using cruise missiles and we try to strike back, this destroys the concept of MAD. And the Russian general said we would like to go back to mutually assured destruction where any one party sneak attacks the other, they will then be destroyed by reciprocal attacks. But now you're rolling anti-missile systems in right up to our borders so that you can sneak attack us, and if we try to counterstrike, you've got anti-missile missiles. Surface-to-air anti-missile missiles. And they said, please, we don't want this doctrine. We don't like it. You're encircling us. You're sneak attacking us. He looks totally grave. This isn't an act. I mean, they're being legitimate. You watch our generals, they're a bunch of primping, arrogant, lying scum on average. Nothing but lies comes out of their mouth. And I've been analyzing Russia, folks. They've been doing nothing but telling the truth. I have a responsibility to come here and tell you. I've been studying this 6-7 hours a day, 2-3 hours in the morning, 3-4 hours at night. I got a staff of a few people looking all this up. Well, I mean, it is a fact. The Russians are being truthful. And the United States and NATO and Israel are lying about everything. It is incredible. I mean, the Georgian president went on TV Friday and said, we're under attack, a sneak attack by Russia for no reason, and our news all announced it. For 5 minutes when we first flipped the TV on during the show, and all the headlines said, Russia attacks Georgia. I said, wow, Russia's gone into Georgia. I know U.S. forces were there. I know they were trying to take over an area, but man, this is incredible. And then 5 minutes later, we were able to get it right and go, wait a minute, all these articles admit at the bottom after a sneak attack by Georgia. But Mikhail Shashvili, he goes on TV and says, we're under attack, help us, oh, it's horrible, oh my God, out of the blue, no reason, sneak attack. Meanwhile, he's still saying Russian forces are in the center of the country when they pull back, as they said they do. He's lying there. Nothing he says has any connection to reality. And I see a scared Russian general. And by scared, you know, he's a big old man. He's saying, look, you're encircling us with weapons. NATO's doctrine is a sneak nuke attack on us. And that is their doctrine since 2000. He said, stop it. Stop encircling us with nukes. What do you think caused the Cuban Missile Crisis? When the U.S. moved nukes into Turkey. But our media was so controlled, no one was ever told that. Folks, I love my children. I don't want World War III. And they're now escalating in Poland, escalating in Ukraine, saying they may start fights on the Russian border. Ladies and gentlemen, this is war against Russia. We'll be right back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 15, 2008. Gold opened down this morning at $797.40. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $821.51, $404.90 for half ounce, and $202.45 for quarter ounce. That's $821.51, $404.90, and $202.45.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your Liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect-A-Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect-A cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protect-A fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Have you ever suffered from giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Headline, top geopolitical author, U.S. risks nuclear war with Russia. We're going to play that clip later. Russia says Poland risks nuclear attack because of U.S. missiles being moved in around them. Let's go to the Russian top foreign minister in a press conference yesterday. You'll hear it translated into English. And I'm just going to play about 4 minutes of this. He's totally truthful. Everything he says is the truth. We verified it independently. And even in the mainstream news, in the bottom of the articles, they admit all this, but they lie in the tops of the articles. Here it is.
President Saakashvili, go.
I'm sure Saakashvili can no longer be a responsible partner in talks because everything this man has been saying recently doesn't correspond to a single fact. As for the political assessments he makes based on lies he tells daily, They're absolutely disturbing. I'm sure he is a provocator. The man who traitorously gave orders to start the mass shelling of cities with multiple rocket launchers, to make artillery strikes and airstrikes on civilian areas of Tsingvali, speaks from TV screens, showing up with an EU flag in the background, saying he was defending American values here. I believe it is obvious to everyone that these statements are cynical. Those who try to defend him understand that it is a losing game.
Who is the contact person in Georgia then? If Georgia remains a party in the talks, if you do not see Saakashvili as a negotiator?
Sometimes this question has no answer at all. For example, yesterday, a need emerged to have another conversation with the Georgian foreign minister, Tkeshelashvili. We've been in contact over the last days on the phone. Yesterday, it took several hours to get her at least on one of the phone numbers of the Georgian foreign ministry. We talked with her. So we have communications channels. And my deputy is in constant contact with his counterpart in the Georgian foreign ministry, so we keep talking.
Mr. Lavrov, concerning Georgia's territorial integrity and the future status of South Ossetia and Abkhazia, Russian Deputy Prime Minister Sergei Ivanov, when speaking with the BBC, said that it could be discussed. So the issue is not out of the scope of discussions?
Of course, when Mikhail Saakashvili became president for the first time, his means of coming to power in Georgia was quite original. Not through elections, it was in 2003. From his first days as president, he has been saying his goal is to reinstate Georgia's territorial integrity. In other words, to settle conflicts in South Ossetia and Abkhazia that go back to the past and deep into history. You can see how it has all been developing. But what caused the situation in recent years originates from decisions by the first president of an independent Georgia after the collapse of the Soviet Union. It was Mr. Gamsakhurdia who issued a motto, Georgia for Georgians. He sent Georgian troops to Sukhumi and Tsingvali when he was annoyed by the Abkhazian South Ossetian protest against his decision to abolish their autonomies. The war started. You know what happened next. The Georgian troops were dislodged. And peacekeeping mechanisms were agreed then with the help of Russia, who paid with the blood of their soldiers for that. Peacekeeping and negotiating structures and mechanisms were agreed. We hoped that would allow decision-making that would help preserve Georgia as a single state. At the same time, they provided for the rights and freedoms of South Ossetians and Abkhazians, based on the principles of autonomies. The fact that Mr. Saakashvili has tried many times to get rid of these negotiating mechanisms, violated agreements reached in this framework, and made attempts to settle the conflicts by force speaks for itself. As for methods today's leader of Georgia uses to fulfill his mission of gatherer of Georgian lands, I have brought a quotation with me. One of the journalists told me that Saakashvili was speaking live on February 25, 2006. He said, I will not give orders to launch a military operation. I do not want any people to die because the repercussions of blood spilled in the Caucasus will last not only for decades, but for centuries. We will reach the goal through talks and consultations. So it's clear he told a lie. But one thing he got right. The consequences will last for centuries, not decades. So we can now start counting centuries from August 8, 2008. The wounds Saakashvili has inflicted are deep, and the healing process will be long. What we've kept telling Mr. Saakashvili all these years is that he should learn to speak patiently and respectfully to the people whom he considers to be his citizens, whom he considers to be his compatriots. He has definitely failed to do that. You know what he has done instead? Mr. Saakashvili is causing great damage not only to South Ossetians and Abkhazians, but also to Georgians, his own people, if ethnic terms are to be used. What did he do for the Georgian state as a result of this adventure? Before that, Georgian enclaves in South Ossetian territory, in spite of all the problems and difficulties. Georgian people used to live there. The peacekeeping forces included a Georgian battalion alongside a Russian and South Ossetian one. He was really present in South Ossetia. He could have used it to increase trust and dialogue and communication on how to settle those problems together. Such an agreement was reached at the Joint Control Commission a year and a half ago, on forming a joint South Ossetian working group to develop the settlement plan. Then he just cancelled that agreement. He could have worked honestly within the existing format, which would have definitely taken a long time. But it was the only way towards any
kind of
resolution.
All right, we'll be right back with Michelle Chosadowski, and I'm going to finish up some of these clips as well.
We We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the info war today.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that President Kennedy signed into law State Department Publication 7277 entitled The United States Program for Complete and General Disarmament in a Peaceful World? This would disarm America and turn all of our armed forces over to the United Nations organization. Citizens would be required to turn in their guns guaranteed to them by the Second Amendment. The head of the United Nations forces that would control all arms would always be a communist by agreement. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
By the union, that big businessman, and it's going down as a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to roll on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole garden is gonna be against the law.
Sundown on the union. The New World Order globalists want an empire of private corporations and merc armies. They want to destroy and debase Russia and the United States. We have always been their true targets. That's why they played us off against each other. Now they fully encircled Russia. For the last 8 years, they've been engaging in massively provocative actions. NATO started a preemptive policy to sneak attack Russia. Their top generals have been covering that, saying, fine, we reserve that as well. We're moving nukes back in to hit Poland, to hit other nations, because the West is moving missiles in to shoot down their missiles so the West can launch a counterattack. So they can launch the first attack, and so the Russian counterattack can be shot down. So this is destroying the balance of power and putting the world in a very dangerous position. We're going to go to Professor Michelle Chosadowski of globalresearch.ca, an expert on the situation, in just a minute. But I wanted to finish with this clip in a press conference of the Russian foreign minister talking about the sneak attack, not just on Ossetia and other cities, but sneak attacks within the United Nations camps, within the military bases. This is the ultimate form of treachery. Georgian peacekeepers assigned to the Russian and NATO peacekeeping force within the bases, snuck attack, shooting, stabbing. And this is all coming out. Russians would run out of their barracks, and they'd machine gun them inside the bases. This was a covert operation, the most dastardly sneak attack you can carry out. Your own forces against you. Let's play that for about a minute and go to our guest.
Then he just canceled that agreement. He could have worked honestly within the existing format, which would have definitely taken a long time, but it was the only way towards any kind of resolution. Instead of that, he secretly formed reinforced regions within those Georgian enclaves in South Ossetia. In essence, he was preparing the campaign which he began last Friday. We all know the results. The campaign failed. But during the campaign, the Georgian peacekeepers acted like traitors. They started shooting at the Russian peacekeepers.
They proved. Were they really peacekeepers?
Yes, those were the peacekeepers. There is nothing to prove there. When it all started on the night of the 8th of August, the Russian military were urgently trying to get a hold of any Georgian authorities. They were able to catch the Georgian deputy defense minister. They asked him what was going on. At that time, bombs were falling on Skenvali, and he replied, "We've declared war on Ossetia, and we're going to restore the constitutional order." Immediately after that, the commander of the Georgian battalion, as a part of the joint peacekeeping forces, announced that they had joined the operation of restoring the constitutional order, and they started shooting at their brothers in arms. Now we cannot imagine Georgian peacekeepers will appear in South Ossetia again. As far as I know, the majority of Georgians have escaped from the enclaves in Ossetia. The Ossetian residents are obviously willing to take revenge,
right,
which would be absolutely wrong.
We're
going
to go to Professor Chalcedovsky. I just want to preface this. Now Georgia is not the main issue. It was the excuse, the spark, like the Balkans for World War I. This is part of a larger escalation directed by the United States and NATO and the criminal globalists that control us. This is all stated and admitted. They are now escalating throughout the entire region, encircling Russia. There are escalations in Pakistan, escalations, of course, in Iraq with Iran, escalations in Georgia, escalations in Czechoslovakia and the Czech Republic, escalations in Poland, Ukraine, escalations in the Black Sea with the government where the Russians have a port base, Ukraine, threatening to not let the Russian ships come back to what they've leased. And now they've announced, yes, Poland accepts the, quote, missile shield, which is to shoot down Russian missiles. That means Russia can be snuck attack and then not be able to respond. Massive escalation. Every top analyst is saying this could lead to World War III. This is a huge, massive historical thing that's happening. Let's go to Professor Chalcedovsky to break this down.
Well, absolutely. It reminds me of a key statement in the Project for the New American Century, a document published shortly before Bush's accession to the White House, which confirmed the intent to wage multiple and simultaneous theater wars, not consecutive, but simultaneous. And what we are seeing, I think, is a suicidal foreign policy of initiating wars in various parts of the world at the same time. We've been following the naval exercises, war games off the North Atlantic coastline, entitled Operation Brimstone, that terminated just about a couple of weeks ago. And it was explicitly stated in these war games, which is not the normal practice, that they were planning, that they were the dress rehearsal for the implementation of a naval blockade directed against Iran. And then 1 week later, what you have, an attack on South Ossetia, which was largely intended to kill civilians. It was very clearly laid out in that way because they bombed hospitals, the university.
It was a provocation. It was a provocation.
But it was a provocation. It had if they'd wanted to go in and take control of the province, they would have sent in special forces taking over key buildings and government departments and communications networks. They were not interested in that. They were there to kill people. And they And they immediately triggered a Russian response, which if you look at the press reports, because the press reports are lying through their teeth, but I looked at the first press reports, the BBC, they said in excess of 1,400 civilian deaths in South Ossetia, and then they say something like 63 deaths, or no, 150 deaths in Georgia, which were attributable to Russian bombardments of essentially military sites, okay? So that we're dealing with a tremendous asymmetry, and then the media goes in and accuses the Russians of killing civilians. In fact, they even used, CNN used the footage of Georgian attacks of South Ossetia, saying that, in fact, these were not Georgians, but Russians killing Georgians. So that, and that's nothing new, because they've fiddled around with
Bosnia, footage. In Bosnia.
Well, in Bosnia, but also in more recently in Tibet. Where, I mean, I followed that, where CNN showed peaceful demonstrations in India with Indian cops knocking on demonstrators, and then they said no, this. Then they covered the following day. They covered events in China, and they showed these Indian. They showed the Chinese cops in khaki uniforms with moustache, etc., who didn't look Chinese. And then they said, look, this is a peaceful demonstration. So that they've been manipulating the images, fabricating the data, when in fact their own initial reports were quite factually acknowledging the fact that this was, it was a genocide. It was their killing. Up to 2,000 people were killed in bombings, and the U.S. planners knew from the outset that this military operation would never succeed in achieving its stated objective.
But it was meant for the dumbed down public to have the fact that Russia is now reintroduces the enemy. They've attacked an innocent country. They attacked Georgia for no reason. Russia's the bad guy. So they're now painting Russia black for a new escalation, which now a week in they have announced with Poland. But before we go into the really important news here, this going from just the region to the whole of Europe, Eastern Europe, Central Europe, and now Central Asia, the Israel connection, Professor, we know the foreign minister and the defense minister are just Israeli Mossad. We know that Israel's involved there. Bizarrely, we know NATO and is involved. We know they've captured huge U.S. weapons caches. The United States is flying in supplies into Tbilisi. All of that is going on. And then meanwhile, the general public thinks Russia attacked and started all of this. So break that down.
Well, absolutely. I mean, for instance, they had these war games in Georgia just before they actually implemented this this major attack, and the report even said that there were Israeli advisors who were helping them. They used Israeli drones. The Israelis have they have factories there producing weapons and so on. So that essentially this is an outpost of the United States and NATO in the Caucasus. It's interesting that. What U.S. public opinion never hears is the fact that there's a public outrage in Georgia. I've just received a statement from the Georgian Peace Committee where they condemn the president in no uncertain terms. This does not have the support of the Georgian population.
You're right. By the way, that slipped out even on CNN and Fox, because they'll be interviewing people live on the streets, which they've stopped doing, and they're like, how dare Mikhail Shashvili do this? How dare he attack Russia? What is he thinking? They're invincible. You know, why did he do this?
Yeah, and he did it. He did it in the name of the Georgian people, and the Georgian people are saying, no, we have nothing to do. I just received it from the Georgian Peace Committee, and it is an extremely strong statement. We just published it on our website. That they do not have, that this was an arbitrary act by the regime. They accused American instructors of having guided the Georgian army They acknowledge that 2,000 inhabitants of the South Ossetia capital have been killed. Georgian civilians have also died. But they accuse their own government. They don't accuse the Russians of this disaster, which is quite a, you know, quite a step to take when you're you know, you're in Georgia and you actually accuse the government.
Well, let's shift gears now from just focusing in on the Caucasus there to the east of the Black Sea, and let's pull back now and look at the whole picture in Europe, into Central Asia, what the New World Order is doing here on the grand chessboard, what they plan to unleash now from all their Pentagon and PNAC documents that we have.
Well, I think that is the issue we have to start discussing now, because on the one hand, you have this missile defense, so-called missile defense situation in Poland. On August 14th, that was yesterday, right? The governments of the United States and Poland signed an agreement which allows Poland to deploy, the United States to deploy on Polish soil. Directed against Russia. Of course, they say that these missile interceptors are in fact directed against rogue states, including Iran, which is a totally absurd statement. And the Russians have said that they're going to react because this is essentially intended to put Russia in a situation where it could be the object of a preemptive nuclear attack. Now, I should mention that the notion of a preemptive nuclear attack against Russia and China has been envisaged since 2002 officially. Before that, of course, before that as well. But in the post Cold War era, the Nuclear Posture Review of 2002 says that we not only target the rogue states, but we also target China and Russia. Okay, and as you rightly suggested, both Russia and China are being surrounded. China has been surrounded by U.S. military bases from its western frontier, bordering on Afghanistan and Pakistan, right to the Far East, to the Korean Peninsula. You have U.S. bases. The whole South China Sea is militarized. China's targeted. Russia's targeted. Iran is targeted. Who else is targeted? I mean, this is a war without borders. But the United States may have the military might to pursue it, but they don't have the ability to control it, and it's leading the world down the tube. I don't know how to describe it, because on top of that you have an economic crisis which hasn't yet reached its climax and could well be characterized by a total meltdown of the financial
system. Yes, words cannot describe how vicious, how savage, how criminal, how premeditated and diabolical it is to launch a sneak attack on Russian forces inside their own bases with cutthroats, and then to lie to the supine, brain-damaged public and tell them Russia attacked, now to be encircling with weapons systems and masses of U.S. troops the last 8 years. NATO's own policy doctrine says they'll preemptively nuke Russia. Russian generals, looking completely freaked out, are on television saying, please don't attack us. We don't want to have to nuke you. Why are you doing this? And in the meanwhile, the public's giggling and snickering, and I'm seeing letters to the editors and seeing message boards saying, let's just nuke them, you know, as the decadent West is totally disconnected from reality.
No, but that's correct. And I mean, it even goes to the extent of saying that nuclear weapons are harmless to the surrounding civilian population. They've been pushing that idea that nukes are somehow harmless because, as they said, with the new bunker buster technologies, you can have the explosion underground, and then ultimately a nuclear bomb, six times Hiroshima, is called a mini nuke, but it is a humanitarian bomb. All that has been done with the complicity of scientists and so on. I've been following this for several years now, But I think what is most disturbing is the latest piece of doctrine coming out from NATO and the United States, which is this NATO document, which essentially calls for preemptive nuclear war. It was brought out in December 2007. It's called Towards a Grand Strategy for an Uncertain World, it's a good title, Renewing Transatlantic Partnership. And what it says here is, I quote, that nuclear war might soon become possible in an increasingly brutal world. And the document proposes the first use of nuclear weapons as a means to prevent other countries from using their nuclear weapons, which they don't have. That's the case in the
Stay there. We're going to come back, Professor. I want to finish up with this. Understand what's happening. NATO comes out and says, we can preemptively nuke you. It's a good thing. And Russia says, okay, we can preemptively nuke you. See that escalation? Unprecedented. Unprecedented. This is preemptive. This is unbelievable.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring Counter Assault Bear Deterrent and Mace Brand Animal Repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Five carrier battle groups going into the Gulf. Open talk of preemptively striking Iran. The globalists have said if Iran fights back in any way, it will be declared terrorism. They will be hit with nukes. Imagine, we're going to attack you. If you fight back, we're going to nuke you. We're the good guys. We're going to attack you, Russia. We're going to tell our idiot public that believes anything that you attacked us. And we're going to move in missiles. And we're going to talk about nuking you out of the blue sky. Okay, you ready to have war? We're psychopaths. We got bunkers. We don't care about killing our own people. We're into population reduction. We're the New World Order. And this is doing something else. It's making the United States the bad guy with the torture of children and the Abu Ghraib and the preemptive war. The world's all learning the truth and seeing U.S. news and British news saying that Russia attacked. And they're going, my God, this country's Hitler. Again, the New World Order wants to destroy our name. They use us to do this evil. It's very sophisticated. Professor Chasadosky, your take on what I just said.
Absolutely. Your assessment of what's happening in the world is dead on. Unfortunately, this is where we're going. We were talking about before the break on this NATO document, which is absolutely it's Dr. Strangelove. What it says is that we should resort, I quote, resort to a preemptive nuclear attack to try to halt the imminent spread of nuclear weapons. Now, doesn't that sound incredible, the statement?
We're going to nuke you for peace. Oh, we're gonna destroy your cities out of a blue sky because we're the good guys. We're the ones that put out memos saying we torture two-year-olds. We're the good guys.
And then they insist, the NATO report insists, and it's part of U.S. military doctrine as well, that the option of a nuclear first strike is indispensable since there is simply no realistic prospect of a nuclear-free world, unquote. Quote, nuclear weapons are the ultimate instrument of an asymmetric response, at the same time the ultimate tool of escalation. And in other words, escalation is their ultimate objective. When they send in a naval armada, the naval surge has not occurred yet. There were some misleading reports,
Israel put that out.
Yeah, it was Debka who put it out, and then it was quoted by a whole number of sources.
Jerusalem Post.
And the Kuwaiti government went haywire, and they started declaring emergency measures. But in effect, I think the surge is on. The naval surge is on.
Yeah, there's three groups already there, but two more you're saying may not be going there?
Well, what I'm saying is that according to the U.S. Navy sources, the two strike groups that were supposed to go to the Persian Gulf, according to Israeli sources, have gone back to their base at Norfolk, Virginia. But this does not mean that the naval surge is off. It simply means that the timing has been changed. And in the wake of Operation Brimstone, they haven't decided to go head on and send in the naval forces.
Now, let's be clear. We also have top admirals like Fallon quitting because they don't want to go along with the attack, and he said that. So people say, well, people in the government should quit and go public. They are. How many generals, how many admirals have gone public and quit? I mean, it's in scores now.
Well, that's correct. I mean, Admiral Fallon was a firm supporter of the Bush administration. They thought he was a safe appointment, and then he started having hesitations. Admiral Mullen, head of Joint Chiefs of Staff, is also having a hesitation. There's lots of resistance.
Yeah, stay there. I want you to come back in five final minutes and talk about that. Understand, folks, these top admirals and generals, these commanders of theater operations, they're seeing the plan, the big board of we're going to start it here with the Russians, and we're going to start it there in Pakistan, and we're going to then go into Iran, and this will unleash a world war, and then we'll use nukes. And these generals and admirals are going, my God, we're going to launch World War III to be bigger mass murderers than Adolf Hitler and Stalin combined? I retire! I'm out of here!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now.